boy, here we go. Thanksgiving's over.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Happy leftovers week. Probably still banging out the leftovers from Thanksgiving. I had a very uneventful, I had a great Thanksgiving. I did the show on Thanksgiving Day, the last one. And then after that, it's just been work and work and more work. And I'm back at work today in a full-time capacity, and I will have, all week to work. My typical 50-hour week. And that'll be that. So back to the grind, and in between there, we're going to try to find to squeeze in the holidays here and buy presents. I did yesterday stop and did a very little bit of, it wasn't even so much Christmas shopping. I did get a little bit of Christmas shopping. I bought some things, but more for, like, I have a niece that's having a baby before Christmas, and I had to get stuff for the baby, and some things I bought something for my wife that she needed now, and I gave to her, and I told her, I was like, I should get this to you for Christmas, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you now because she needed it. So there was that, and then I got just punched in the nuts. Man, I'm going to be so happy to see 2025 or 2024 go away and to see 2025 come on, because I don't know how many more nut shots I can take before it's over. Got a letter in the mail on the mail's bad. I don't like to open mail because everything from the mail is bad. And I got a letter, and it was from my doctor's office, which I didn't open because I just thought it was a bill, and I pay the bills online. I don't even look at stuff they mail to my house. And then my wife picked it up and goes, oh, no, our doctor quit. Not because of me being an a-hole. I know I tell you guys I don't do everything she tells me to do, but my doctor's amazing. She's amazing. Like, I tell you, she is the only reason I'm as healthy as I am, and I'm not a picture of health. Like, I said to my wife, I'm like, I'm going to be dead in 5 years or less. She was like the one thing, and she lived not so close. Like, her office was, I could walk to her office from my house. It was so close, but she left that practice, and I don't know if she's going to go do her own thing or whatever, but whatever it is, it said she was moving her practice closer to her home. Well, you know, and she has twin babies or little kids, and then another little kid. So she's got three little kids, and she's a busy mom, and she's an amazing, amazing doctor. And she is not only my doctor, she is my wife's doctor and my daughter's doctor. And all three of us have some issues going on that she has been absolutely instrumental in dealing with and finding. Like, there's stuff going on with me. She found a bunch of crap with me, got it all treated, and it would push me to do stuff because I'm a pain in the ass and I don't want to do stuff. Seriously bummed me out and ruined my weekend. That letter. That was the worst news I could have gotten. And I don't know which doctor I'm going to have. And I don't like people. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like people. And I don't like doctors. Like, okay, the doctor I had before this doctor was another lady. And I loved her. And I would have stayed with her forever. She was really good. But my insurance changed and they wouldn't cover her anymore. They're like, nope, you can't go there anymore. So I was looking for doctors here in the neighborhood by my house. And I found this lady who was awesome and immediately fell in love with her, and she was awesome, so I'll stay with her forever. Then she's quit, and the ironic thing is my doctor before her, who I really, really liked, came to work in her office, but she only does this thing called concierge. She's like their concierge doctor, and if you don't know what that is, it's a rich person thing. You can pay, like, it's a monthly fee. Like $1,000 a month, I'm not kidding, or whatever it is. And then you have much more access to your doctor. And they have a special doctor that does it. And she was a great doctor too, but I'm not paying that, so I can't have her. It's good to see her now, and then when I go into the office, I'll see her there. But so I'm going to start over with another doctor, and I don't think I get to choose because the way my insurance is set up, they're going to make me stay with this office for now, and I'm just going to get who they give me, and I don't really like that either. I'm going to end up changing doctors again soon. But the fact that this lady was, you know, I was in the network. I'm in the Providence network, and all of my doctors are through that network. And remember, I have a lot. Let's count the doctors I have. I have a heart doctor. I have a men's health doctor. I have my general practitioner. I have a dermatologist because I have skin cancer issues. I have a sleep doctor, sleep specialist. And I think that's it. So I have five doctors. Yeah. Oh, and I have my shoulder doctor too, but I don't see him anymore. That was, saw him, but he was also in the network. So big bummer, big bummer. Absolutely. Like took the wind out of my sails and has put me into a funk all weekend when that happened. Boy. So I did have fun eating this weekend, which is another reason I need a good doctor. Eating was fun. I'm getting really good at cooking gluten-free. I think it's, what's weird is it's just better for my whole family because I'm really not, I'm just buying stuff with gluten. Like, I don't want to buy a bunch of crap that my daughter can't eat. I don't want the house to be filled with stuff she can't eat. So I'm just trying to buy things that she can eat, then we can eat it too. My wife, the big pain in the ass I tell you about from time to time, who likes to eat all of my sugar-free stuff, which I buy specifically for me because of the diabetes, is now taken to eating all of the gluten-free food as well as all of the sugar-free food. And my daughter would tell her, you know, this isn't healthier. It's just doesn't have gluten in it. It's not healthier. Where you are healthier, though, if you go gluten-free, is you just end up pretty much cutting your carbs because it's harder to find and it's really expensive. So you eat way less bread and pasta and things like that. You do eat a lot of potatoes and rice, which are okay to eat, but when you have to do any sort of a diet tweak, it'll kick stuff out, and that's not a bad thing. If you never ate bread again in your life, you'd be better for it. It sucks. It's hard to do because bread is wonderful, but it isn't the greatest thing in the world for health. Oh, boy. I can tell you I was at LAX today. Yeah, point and laugh, the busiest travel day of the year. And I got there in about 20 minutes, and then it took me 1 hour plus to get into LAX on the road and then around and to drop someone off and then leave LAX. It was over an hour of just being at LAX. And I never got out of my car. I never parked. I literally pulled up, dropped someone off, see you later, drove away. That seriously happened to me. So insane. All right, let's go into some stories because I'm in a funk. I really am in a funk. I also found out I got a email from someone that I'm like, who's this? And it ended up being my best friend's girlfriend who told me my best friend's in the hospital, but he'll be fine. He had to go in for emergency gallbladder surgery. And it was his girlfriend who had sent me an email. And I'm like, who is this? Because I'd sent him something and I didn't hear back from him, and he's got health issues. Everyone's got health issues. Old is part of, sucky part of getting old. That's, by the way, that's the gift I bought my wife was a really fancy, fuzzy, warm heating pan. That's how old we are. She laughed and she's like, how sad is it that I love this because I'm old and I need it? I'm like, I know. We're all old. Man, had to go to the late mass on Sunday. I go to church every Sunday, and I typically go in the morning. But because I had to work all day, I went to the night mass, the 5:30 mass, and then came home. Boy, I am a master of gluten-free pie crust that I have been making, and they work out good. Very easy. If you find the gluten-free graham crackers, make your own graham cracker crust and your own like Oreo cookie crust. With the gluten-free Oreos. The only problem with the Oreos is that they had the filling in them, but there's really very thin layer of filling in those, and I just smashed them up, and it was good. Crap worked. I was stoked on that. All right, how about this? Are you one of those people that constantly has the storage on your phone being full. I was. I am not anymore because those damn phones have so much memory. But if you have your always full and you don't want to delete anything in there and you don't delete your unread emails and they say you might be a digital hoarder. Hoarding, which is associated with obsessive compulsive disorder, is believed to affect about 2.5% of Americans. That's not very many, and is defined as persistent problems parting with possessions, even if they have little or no value. And they say here are the four types of digital hoarders. First of all, there are collectors who have well-organized systems or files and don't get easily overwhelmed. Next are accidental hoarders who don't mean to save unnecessary data but don't know how to manage it. That'd be me. Like, I don't want to save it, but then it's a pain in the butt to go through and it's time that I don't necessarily have or I'd rather spend doing something else. And then there are also hoarders by instruction who keep data on behalf of their company. That's not your fault if you have to do it for work and then you're afraid to get rid of it because it might be something that you'll need for your job. Right now, my phone, I take a ton of pictures now for security purposes with my personal phone of incoming trucks and numbers and license plates and people, and I gather that on every truck that comes in and out of our property, and then I keep it on my phone because I don't, basically I need it for about a week or two before I know everything's okay, before I can delete it, and so I end up just not deleting it, and my phone's filled with a lot of unnecessary stuff on there. Oh, boy. But that's it. It is the way if you're a hoarder. And I think we all... Here's the best part. They're like, here are the four tips to fixing it. Delete unused apps, unsubscribe from unnecessary newsletters and notifications, and clear your inbox. Yeah, the problem is if you're a hoarder, you can't do that. So this article's stupid. I apologize. I got it from CNN. The kings are stupid. This is a story right here out of Southern California that perhaps you have had some experience with. I have a lot of experience with this particular topic, and I really like what this guy did, even though I'm surprised he didn't end up in jail. He is here in San Bernardino, which, if you do not know, is a shithole, is a absolute shithole in Southern California. It is bad, getting worse, and he owns a business there. And he owns it's an arcade. So he has an arcade, you know, and how much money can he make in an arcade? But the guy's trying to make an honest living running his little arcade. And what happened is Thanksgiving, so Wednesday night, a pack of 18 people, someone they think climbed into the ceiling and waited for him to close on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So he closes up. And then they dropped down and opened the doors and let all their homeless buddies in. It was a homeless group, 18 of them in total. And they stayed inside the arcade because why not? Free room. So they had a free room on Wednesday, Thursday, and left early Friday morning before he came in to open. And the whole time they were there, they were stealing stuff too and taking it, including full-blown video games. And he also sells snacks and stuff because it's an arcade. People hang out in there. And they stole all of those. And they stole a whole lot of crap from this guy. Well, he knew it was the homeless people. They also stole all of his video surveillance cameras and his whole security system. So he calls the police and he's like, hey, someone came in and said, hey, the homeless people in the encampment across the street have a bunch of your arcade stuff. So he calls the cops and says, hey, my stuff that got stolen is here. And they said, yeah, sorry, our hands are tied. We can't violate the homeless people's rights. And he's like, you seriously can't? And they go, no, we can't go into that homeless encampment, but you can. So they left him to just Hulk smash. And this dude went into a homeless encampment and just started tearing it down and just went crazy. And guess what happened when he started tearing down all their little huts and tents and all that crap? He started finding all of his stuff. So he recovered a lot of his stuff, but not all of it. In fact, the most valuable thing in that couple of the actual games that they took, he did not get back. I'm sure they sold them. But he was just got his stuff back, and the cops didn't arrest him, and they let him go in and tear it down. I think the cops are probably happy because he smashed it up. Maybe some of the people moved on from that encampment. And after he tore up the homeless encampment across the street from his shop, he then went around the corner to another one and started tearing through that one, and basically just went through all the homeless encampments anywhere near his arcade and kept finding his stuff and finding his stuff. And they say in this like strip mall where this arcade is that it is a big problem because every store in there has been hit, and there is a salon, a women's hair salon, next door. And they say that the homeless people will come up and stand in the windows and masturbate as they look at the women inside of the salon. I'm not kidding. And the cops, oh, our hands are tied. Our hands are tied. Sorry. Nothing we can do. They're homeless. They're homeless. Can't touch them. Not our problem. This seriously happens. If you have a problem with a homeless person, you better deal with that problem yourself. I can tell you that because it's factual, and I know, being a security guy, the police won't do anything to the homeless. And if you do, like if you manhandle them or something like that, they will come and arrest you. You do not have the rights that a homeless person does. And it's a crappy thing to say. You want to have empathy for homeless people, but at the same time, the way the law is stacked in California especially, there's nothing you can do or nothing that police can do, allegedly, unless they catch them in the in the act of committing the robbery or whatever it is, they can do something. But even they won't then, because they know these district attorneys won't prosecute, and cops don't want to waste their time. They want to be on the street serving their community and doing their job, but they won't do their job if they know it's pointless, and it's pointless most of the time. So you can't hardly make the police actually do their job. And shout out to this guy. What's his name? Will Luna is his name. In San Bernardino with his little arcade store. And he's pissed right now, but at least this guy went through and took out a couple of homeless encampments. Speaking of that, my boss he's a cool dude, and he really cares about his business and his property and the looks of it and the neighborhood. And the neighborhood's not a good neighborhood, but he's been there for 25 years. It was a better neighborhood when he moved there. But over the course of he explained to me, I've only been there 5 years. He's been there 25 years. But when he first bought it, they didn't even have fences around it. It just used to be a big facility with big driveways, and you could walk up. And then surely enough, people came up and there would be graffiti inside the property or stuff like that. So they put up a fence, and it was just like a little fence to keep people out. And then people started messing with that. And then he had to put up, now we literally have giant prison gates all the way around our property. And we are sealed in there like Fort Knox, but it's just evolved to that over the last 25 years. So we lock it down, but he is now taking it on himself to not only keep our property, which is like a city, it's like about a city block the size of our property. It's very, very large. He literally has now hired people to paint graffiti in the entire neighborhood. He's got a crew coming in every weekend and cleaning up our neighborhood, which, by the way, the city should be doing, but they don't. They don't do it in a timely fashion, and it looks like, talk about the police not caring, the city really doesn't care about graffiti or anything like that, but this guy's just a business owner who's like, you know what? And every single weekend in the neighborhood where our office is, they come in, and if you drive through there, you'll notice it's clean. First off, he has them clean up after all the homeless people all the way down the street. Like, the entire block is now cleaned and then de-graffitied from all the gangs in the neighborhood, all from our company. It's cool. I appreciate it. He's a good guy, but it is so sad that he's coming out of pocket for this, because the city won't do their jobs anymore. They won't. They've given up because, like, why? Well, what's graffiti? That's not a real crime. We're not even going to prosecute it. I think if they were doing graffiti and the cops drove by, I don't even think the cops would stop you. I think they'd just drive by because they have so much worse crap to deal with, and they know, yeah, I'm going to put a graffiti charge on someone, no one cares. But what I know, and you probably know too, those people doing the graffiti are gang members. And if you're going to get them, you're probably going to pick them up, going to run them, going to find some warrants, find some other stuff, and you can arrest them for any other charge, which would be good, but they don't bother. So let's move on now. Let's move on. Here is one about fitness. Let's get into what this podcast is actually about. That is getting fat or fit, because I'm good at both of them occasionally. Right now I'm better at fat part than fit, but we have this. They say, what is better, soaking in ice, like ice water or ice bath, or heat, or going into, getting into some nice heat soaking, or like a sauna, like a hot tub or something like that. And both have their benefits. But according to this article, they say athletes who are better off soaking aching muscles and joints in a hot tub rather than an ice bath. So the hot tub, and you hear all that about, I take the cold plunge every day, bro. Get in there, gets my endorphins flowing, gets me woke up, man. Gets me going, tells me I'm alive, bro. Soaking in 30-degree water, which would be frozen because at 32 it's ice. I get in ice. I soak myself in solid ice every day. But they say, no, the heat's better. The heat is better. They say, now, if you just exercise, the cold is better for inflammation, swelling, and fatigue. But so for the recovery, but it, all in all, if you have an injury, you're probably better off, outside of swelling and getting in the cold, to get into the hot water and loosen it up, according to this article, which is from a university in Japan, where they did this study. So they say, for the researchers, took a small group of endurance athletes to perform 50 minutes of high-intensity interval running, followed by 20 minutes of either cold water soak at 59 degrees, which is very cold, or a hot tub at 104 degrees. 1 hour after the workout, researchers measured the athletes' jump height, blood levels of enzymes that indicate muscle soreness, and found out that the heat was better than the cold. So next, it's kind of like everything you see hype on the internet is bullshit. Like, do you ever see people doing, jumping in the hot tub? Hey, I'm sitting in my hot tub right now getting my fitness on. No, you see people showing themselves getting into cold plunge. I've done challenges here on the show where if I lost, I'd do cold plunge. I've done cold plunges. It's more torturous. There's something more manly about getting into the freezing cold and toughing it out than just relaxing into like a nice hot bubble bath. But apparently the nice hot bubble bath is better. And everything you hear that is a benefit of a cold plunge, I've heard the same about being in a sauna or a steam room, either one. That those two things are the same health benefits as the cold plunge, but nobody's doing videos of them in the hot bath. No, they're not. Here is another warning as we head into the holiday season. And this story, I saw it online, and then I heard about it on the news this morning, listening to the radio when I was in god-awful traffic around the airport. And it's weird. If you are buying a really expensive laptop from an Apple store, I don't know what to, go to the store and buy it. That's my best advice to you. There is at least one known suspect in the Los Angeles area that seems to have hacked Apple. It's what it seems like. And if you buy this guy a $4,000 laptop, and initially people would buy a laptop, and then there would be this guy in front of their house, and when the UPS truck would pull up, or FedEx, however you had it shipped, they would be standing in front of the house, and they'd say, you have a package for me, and they would have a fake ID with the purchaser's name on it and that address. So it's not the delivery guy's fault. He would give it to them. They would sign for it. They would leave. And then somebody would walk out, and they caught this guy literally on a Ring doorbell standing in front of a house. And then the guy saw it, and the guy came out and said, hey, who is that guy that you gave that package to? And he goes, oh, that was da-da-da. And he goes, no, that's me. And he goes, no, he showed me his ID. Like, that's how they caught this guy initially. And he did that a couple of times, and so people it got on the news because that's pretty ballsy to do, and especially if you're getting a laptop worth $4,000. So this guy that I saw this story on, he was ordering an Apple freaking laptop, and he orders it, and he goes, I'm not going to have it shipped to my house. I'm afraid it's going to get stolen. I don't want that to happen. I'm going to go pick it up. So he orders it online, pays for it online. He shows up to the Apple store, and he gives them his name, and they're like, you picked that up already. He's like, no, I'm here right now. I did not. They're like, someone came in here, gave your name, showed us an ID that they were you, and they picked up this laptop. And then Apple's not saying, hey, our bad, and giving anyone their money back. So far, every one of these people are just out $4,000, $5,000, however much they spent on that laptop. And they're all very expensive laptops, too. It's not like, not that there's a cheap Apple laptop. But this, whoever this person is, they're making fake IDs with the names and addresses of where these packages are going, or as the person that ordered it, and then they're getting there before these people, and they're picking this crap up. So it's pretty ballsy. And they have not apprehended anyone yet. They have video of the guy that's doing it, but no idea who it is, and they have not caught him. That is crazy. We are in Christmas, by the way. Thanksgiving is over. It is full blown. Now there's no excuses. It is Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. In fact, when I Christmas shopped today, I also added to our Christmas village. We have a Christmas village at my house, a little, you know, like the little houses. And apparently I lost some. Do you guys ever do this? So you have so much Christmas crap that you lose a box or so. Like, you're like, I know there's three or four things that we've had, and stuff becomes sentimental because you've had it for so long that I'm like, damn, where is this and this and this? Like, I know I'm missing a few things from my typical deal. And one of the things that we're missing were the little people from the Christmas village. Christmas village has a church and it has some houses and some ice skaters and that kind of stuff. But we have that, and I added to it. Now we have a light up. It's a Christmas tree that has lights on it that lights up, and it's Santa sitting in it, and little kids are sitting in Santa's lap. And when you plug it in, there's carolers that go around the tree. Like, they don't sing, but they looks like they're singing, and they're going around the tree. So we added that to it today. And the people, I seem to have lost a bunch of people. So now there are people walking around. And now I notice one strange thing about the woke-ass world that we live in. None of the people I bought today are Caucasian. And I am. And all of my people appear to be different shades other than my shade of skin color that are in my Christmas village. But the people that were, all of the houses had people built into them. And I had one that's a Christmas tree lot. All those old people are white. So the original stuff, all the people are white people. But I'm a white guy, so that's fine with me. And then now in the woke world, you can't make white people or you're racist. So now I have black people, like Indianish people, some brown Latin people. I have a bunch of different colored people that are now in my Christmas village of wokeness at my house, which I thought was interesting. But I did get everything out. I got the tree. The tree's been up for weeks because I told you guys I bought a new one and I didn't want to put it away. I wanted to test it when I got it. And it was broken, by the way. When I pulled it out of the box from Amazon and set it up, it has a remote control that does really cool stuff and does not work. I even went and bought the new, it's like on a watch battery, the remote control, bought a new battery. Still didn't work, so the remote doesn't work. But my tree looks cool. So I got that up, got it decorated, and the village is up and all the other decorations. And Ice was helping me. He had his Christmas clothes on. Today I bought him an elf from the movie Elf, a sweater. And he loves to wear sweaters. He's a goofball. So had a good Christmas time. All right, I'm going to get up out of here. You guys go enjoy your week. It's going to be a long one compared to last week. And you're going to have to get back to the grind. Traffic is going to be back today. And that Christmas grind starts now. If it hasn't started for you already, it starts now. We are opened the first page of my advent calendar yesterday too, or today, and tomorrow will be the second one. So we are about 3 weeks from Christmas. That's where we are. So get to the grind. I will talk to you guys again by the end of the week with a bonus pod. Hope you survive. Hope I don't die when I don't have my doctor anymore. And I'll talk to you later.